Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in all ages, to the Laughing at Life podcast with Davis Ragsdale and
Evan Snyder. And we're just going to get right into it. And
we're really just going to talk about life, and we're going to start off with Evan's day. Evan,
well,
what did you do with your day today?
Well, this week has been kind of crazy. I went to my grandmother's house in Murfreesboro. I was doing some work for her. I was digging up these rocks by her, pool. Oh, it was around her pool. I was having to go under bushes and dig up these rocks. It was really hard. I was getting ticks all over me. It just sucked. It was really hard. One rock took me like 45 minutes to dig out of the ground. No joke.
What were you using to dig them out with?
I was using a crowbar and a hammer. And that's it. I was having to get under these bushes.
With the crowbar.
Just like digging under the dirt, shoving it under the dirt until I get to the bottom of the rock, just lifting it up one rock at a time. There's probably 70 rocks.
What do you do with the hammer?
I would dig under the crowbar with the crowbar under the dirt.
Yeah.
I would hammer it down to lift the rock up until it was loose, and then I'd grab it out with my hands. And I was doing that for 3 days straight. And, one time I was under this bush, this one little twig was annoying me, so I ripped it out of the ground with my hand, and I wasn't wearing sunglasses, so I was crawling under this tree, and something out of the corner of my eye, I thought I saw something out of the corner of my eye, so it scared me, and I flinched, and I shoved my head down, and that twig that I ripped up went straight into my eyeball, and it hurt so bad, I know. It was terrible. I rushed out under the bush. I was holding my eye. Yeah, I couldn't see for like 10 minutes. I went to the bathroom and it was just my eyeball was bleeding. I was wiping my eye.
It was literally bleeding?
Yeah, I was wiping my eye and like, you know how you get eye boogers? Yeah. I wiped my eye boogers out and it was just blood.
Blood?
Ooh. It was just blood.
That's one of those things where it's like, this is like kind of satisfying because I've never had this happen before, but it's also really freaky.
Yeah, it was like the next 2 days it was really sore for my eye to move.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, it was pretty bad. It was uncomfortable.
Pretty gruesome.
Yeah.
Nah, we're good.
So, I heard you got some tats this week, huh?
I did get some yats. Thanks for asking, actually.
Dave's got two tattoos this week.
Great segue into that. I got tattoo on my wrist. It says I am white. That's all it says. It just says I am white. It's just a reminder to myself that
I'm not any other race.
I'm white. It reminds me that I am usually when I step on any athletic platform I am inferior to most people. That's really the main reason I got it, just to remind myself, hey,
that you're not better than anybody. You're just normal white guy.
See, I'm a basketball player, and it's just there to remind me on my
wrist. If you get a little too hard-headed, like, hey, you're white.
No, it's really there to remind me. If I go out on that court and, listen, I score 0 points, and I'm the worst player on the court, I mean, you're white. It's there to remind me. It's a tattoo, so that's
exactly.
Really, it means a lot to me. And then on my chest, I got just a tattoo of a blender, and just a blender. There's no absolutely zero meaning behind it.
I just wanted a blender.
I've always just wanted.
Really?
That's
respectful. I respect
blenders.
That.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Something about blenders. It's a blender. I mean, who doesn't want a blender on their body?
That's good. Yeah.
Reminds me, just shake things up, blend them up,
that's
you know
a
what
good
I mean?
Call, yeah.
Just shake things
I
up
get
in
that.
Life.
I get
Speaking
that.
Of shaking things up, heard you got a girlfriend. How's that going?
I do not have a girlfriend.
You don't?
But it's going good.
How are you and the ladies going recently?
They're going pretty good. They're going pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. This morning, I woke up, I was at my lake house, and woke up to this loud noise. And I walked downstairs, and my dad's sawing a 5x5 foot hole in our front porch.
And you ask him, like, why?
I asked him, what are you doing? And he goes,
killed somebody.
He goes, some of our wooden planks were rotten. And I was like, okay, you don't have to saw out the entire porch. And he was like, oh, I'm just going to go replace it. I was like, okay. And I was planning on leaving to go home that afternoon. But my plans quickly changed. Yeah, he quickly told me that I had to come help him. But then he left me to go get some wood to replace it. And I was there all day tearing up planks on the porch, ripping them out, taking the nails out, putting the nails downstairs so nobody would step on them, making sure my dog doesn't walk around the porch and fall through and hit the concrete and break her neck. And I was just doing that all day long.
Right there.
No. I had to rip out the supporter beams, and then we had to put new ones in, nail them down. We had to put these things down so it's watertight and doesn't get rotten again. I don't know. It was pretty brutal.
It's boring, though. No one wants to hear about that.
And nobody does want to hear about it, but they got to. So
you know what they want to hear about?
What do they want to hear about?
Fortnite.
Fortnite's trash, honestly. No, honestly. Really, Fortnite's still relevant to people under 10 years old because they still don't have lives and they don't know what life's about. But other than that, like, Fortnite sucks.
Nah, I completely disagree.
Okay, well, we can agree to disagree then.
Nah.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that Porsche, it was quite an ordeal. It was pretty brutal. Yeah, I don't know. It was just a waste of an afternoon. It sucked. Yeah.
Here's something for you. Today, me and my friend Chase Klein, big shout out to that guy. He's been a great guy, doing great things in life.
Next Ninja Warrior, actually. He's going to be a Ninja Warrior in March. It's pretty exciting. Anyway, what were you saying?
I was going to say, you'd actually think this is a news channel, by the way, we talk on here, but it's not. We're sitting upstairs in my room playing Fortnite.
It's actually my room, but I let him come over to my house.
But ooh, I went to McKay's today, great store, and I bought a few CDs for my car.
The McKay's is like a thrift store, right?
It's
like
a thrift, yeah.
It's got everything, but it's for cheap, right?
Old games and old.
It's a pretty cool store.
CDs, really cool store.
If you're broke and you don't have money, go to McKay's.
Yeah, and for you old souls out there, I'm an old soul myself. I went there.
He's got a young body, but he's got an old soul.
Oh, jacked, absolutely ripped, shredded body. But I got just a 75-year-old man's soul in my body. But we were at McKay's, and I was just looking through and just looking at all the artists of the past few years. It was just great to see. I bought number one hits of the 80s. I bought a only one I actually haven't listened to yet is the Best of Soul, Volume 2. I bought a Bob Marley, just the ultimate collection of Bob, big Bob guy. I bought the Best Country of the 60s. Great playlist so far, actually.
It sounds amazing.
And me and Ev have been listening to him. Been great stuff.
Yeah.
And listen, if we're being honest, this is going to be a very boring podcast first time.
Yeah,
you might think it is, but we are really new to this. We're going to get better. So just bear with us. And it'll be even better for you because you'll get to see progress over the next few times. And so progress is better than staying in the same place.
It's not like your normal podcast. We're just a bunch of
right
normal kids that are actually talking about their lives and everyday lives.
I think you'd rather see
struggles on a podcast.
I think you'd rather see a progressive podcast than a stagnant one.
Right. We're not having a story channel here. We're actually telling stories about our lives.
You, right. How we grow.
Yeah, about like what we do, what a normal kid our age does.
Mm-hmm.
Just what we do. But anyway, I was I was telling you, I was at my grandmother's house this week, and she's had like really bad squirrel and groundhog problems lately. Like, the squirrels have been like digging in her attic and like getting all in her house. You'll sit in her house and you'll just hear the squirrels just scrambling around. My dog will go crazy barking at them. And we noticed there was a hole under her garage, and with a bunch of gravel thrown out on the grass where the possum had dug under her garage. So my dad was pissed because the garage could, like, we'd have to fix the garage floor if it made any more damage. So my dad put out a trap, put some bird feed in the trap. As I was digging up those rocks, I saw the possum, and he was eating the bird feed, but it was the bird feed my grandmother had set out for the birds and not the one in the trap.
Oh, wow.
So it totally just didn't go into the trap.
Rude.
Yeah, so my dad got screwed the first day because the possum didn't eat the food that was in the trap. It ate the food that was outside of the trap.
Wow.
Thanks to my grandmother. So my dad did it the next day, and we came to my grandmother's house so I could finish up that rock, and right when I opened the door, my dog ran straight to the cage, was barking like crazy. Right when I saw her, I knew we'd caught the possum, or the groundhog, and I ran over to it, and I was banging on the cage, messing with it a little bit, and then I went to go back in my dad's truck with the trailer to the bushes so I could get those rocks on the trailer, and I see my dad jabbing my crowbar into the cage. And I was like, "What are you doing?" And my dog. At first, I saw my dog jumping up and down, and I was like, "What is she doing?" And she was looking at my dad, who was hitting this cage with my crowbar. And I looked over, and my dad had killed the possum with the crowbar.
Never mind.
What were you going to say?
I was going to give our viewers a little...
viewer discretion?
I was going to say y'all are going to have to wait till next time to hear what he was hitting, but it's all right.
Well, I already told him there's a possum. There's a groundhog in the cage. It's all right, though.
I didn't hear that. My fault.
But anyway, it was... I don't like groundhogs, but...
Listen, that's going to be all for us for tonight.
I don't like...
For right now. I can tell you a story real quick.
I don't like groundhogs, but it was kind of hard to see in the way it died.
Let me tell you about my Fortnite journey. My Fortnite journey.
Davis is really bad at Fortnite, by the way. Y'all probably don't want to hear this.
I've been playing Fortnite for a very long time, and I have been the same exact skill level.
All right, guys. Well, this has been a great great first podcast. I hope you just hang on with us.
Hope you just want to hang yourself.
Hang in with us for a little bit. Just trust the process. Come on, guys. We'll get better as it goes. We'll get more comfortable, but for now, it's just going to be a little awkward.
It's going to be pretty bad, which will be maybe even more entertaining to some of you.
It might be, but
hopefully it's more entertaining once we get better.
Yeah, we'll get better at it. We'll keep knocking down these podcasts.
Keep pursuing.
Let us know if you like them. Thanks for listening to the podcast. This is Evan Snyder
and Mr. Dr. Professor
Davis Ragsdale. I'm just going to end him right there. Thanks for listening to Laughing at Life, and we'll see y'all next time. All right, take care now.